This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how to do a brain transplant. What you think about is important because it expands into your life. God designed your mind to be a fertile garden, and whatever thoughts you plant there will grow and produce a bountiful harvest. If you plant positive seeds, you reap a positive harvest. If you plant negative seeds, you reap a negative harvest. Your highest priority should be to plant good things into your mind so that they expand into your life. It isn't necessary for a surgeon to perform a $1 million brain transplant for you to have a positive mind. You don't need to go to graduate school and get a PhD in psychology. You already know how to fill your mind with good things. You've been doing it for your entire life. 5 simple tools allow you to put good things into your mind. Those 5 tools are talking, writing, reading, looking, and listening. People act as if what they talk about doesn't matter. They don't understand that what they say expands into their life. No reasonable person would take a handful of toxic waste and put it into their mind. Nevertheless, when you talk about negative things, that's exactly what you do. Every time you tell other people what is wrong with your life and how your problems are driving you crazy, you pollute your mind with toxic waste. You sow the seeds of your own destruction. Every bit of negative palaver insinuates itself into your memory banks and makes you feel worse. If you spend enough time talking about negative things, you can even make yourself sick. Talking and complaining about your problems doesn't make them go away. Instead, it makes them grow stronger. When you talk about negative things, it increases their power. It's like giving them an injection of anabolic steroids. Their strength increases until they overwhelm you and take over your life. When people start talking in a negative manner, it's time for you to leave. Their negative thoughts are dangerous. If they get into your mind, they will ruin your life. Negative talk never makes your life better, and negative talkers are your mortal enemies. Turn on your good finder and repeat its positive message to anyone who will listen. Every positive word that you speak creates a double blessing. The positive message goes into the memory banks of the person with whom you're talking and blesses their life. It also goes into your own memory banks and makes you into a more positive person. You have dozens of opportunities to put positive things into your mind by saying positive things. When you meet other people, you can tell them what a privilege it is to be a child of God and to be able to call God your Father. You can tell them that the most powerful force in the universe is God's love. It heals your damaged emotions and washes the pollution out of your mind. You can tell them that there's no limit to how good their life can become when their heart is full of God's love. When you sit down with your family at mealtimes, you can discuss all the good things that are happening in your life. When you talk to your children, you can remind them that they are also God's children. You can tell them that God loves them and has a powerful, positive plan for their life. If you turn on your good finder and tell the world what you find, the positive things that you talk about will expand into your life and you will become a more positive person. When you are mired in a negative quagmire, it's even more important to talk about positive things. If you talk about negative things, you will only sink deeper into the sludge and muck. If you talk about positive things, you will start to walk and talk your way out of the mess that you're in. Every positive word you speak will be another step that takes you toward a positive destination. Writing is a powerful tool for putting positive thoughts into your mind. After writing 5 books on positive thinking, I'm convinced that everyone needs to write their own book on how to have a positive mind. The reason is simple. It's impossible to put positive ideas on paper without first putting them into your mind. If you write a 300-page book on positive thinking, you will spend thousands of hours focusing on positive ideas. For the duration of your writing project, the focus of your mind will be consistently positive. I wish that I'd started writing on positive thinking when I was 20 years old. It would have made a massive difference in my life. Those positive thoughts would have dominated my mind for the next 80 years. Even though I got a late start is better than no start at all. It's never too late to write your own book on positive thinking. Even if you're 80 years old, your life will improve when you write about positive things. If the thought of writing a book seems like an overwhelming task, you can still use writing to put positive things into your mind. Take a pen and paper and start copying words out of positive books that inspire you. The time that you spend copying positive passages will push your mind in a positive direction. Write positive words on a postcard and send it to someone who needs encouragement. This puts positive thoughts into two minds, the one who writes it and the one who receives it. If you want to have a positive impact on hundreds of people, you can send positive emails to everyone you know. Positive emails are an inexpensive way to send a positive message around the world in a millisecond. If you want to transform your life and make the world a better place, write about God's love. Teach other people how to max out on His love. God's love will expand into your life and into the life of everyone who receives your message. When you read a book, you do a thought transplant. Authors make a living transplanting their thoughts into your mind. The operation is nearly painless, and it only costs a few dollars. A thought transplant is so inexpensive, you don't even need to file a claim on your health insurance policy. What a great deal! One of the best things about books is the selection. There are thousands of good books to choose from. Major bookstores contain over 100,000 volumes dealing with every subject imaginable. No matter what problem you have, there's a book that deals with it. Hundreds of them are available on positive thinking. You don't need to travel on a pilgrimage to Tibet to meet a guru. It's a lot cheaper and easier to buy his book. You can read everything he has to say in a bookstore in your own hometown. If you want good things to expand into your life, select a good book and start reading. A positive book will not transform your life while it sits on a bookshelf. It may look nice and be good for your image, but it won't do any good until it gets into your mind. Grab a good book and start transplanting good thoughts into your mind. Then watch them expand into your life. You need to use good books to feed your mind at least 3 positive meals a day. One of the meals should include scripture so that you can learn more about how to max out on God's love. The other 2 meals should consist of inspirational stories and other positive subjects. Eric Weihenmayer wrote a book called Touch the Top of the World. Eric is blind, but that didn't stop him from climbing Mount Everest. I couldn't put his book down when I read the account of him climbing El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. His picture in full climbing gear was on the front cover of Time magazine after he climbed Mount Everest. All of my professional career, I've worked with people who are blind, and never in 1,000 years would I have thought that a blind person could stand on the summit of Mount Everest or ascend the sheer walls of El Capitan. There's enough inspiration in his book to make you reevaluate every limitation that you have in your mind. If you are not feeding your mind 3 positive meals a day, you will die of mental and spiritual malnutrition. Every time you read a positive book, your life gets better. Reading is one of the easiest and most enjoyable ways of putting good things into your mind. If you don't think that the eyes are the doors to the brain, why do you think that people watch television 5 hours a day? Why do you think there are hundreds of cable television channels? Why do you think that Hollywood makes so many movies? Why do you think that there are stores that sell only videos? Why do advertisers spend billions of dollars on clever TV commercials? Why are there millions of billboards littering the highways? Why do they make music videos rather than just sell audio cassettes and CDs? All of these enterprises exist for only one reason. What you look at expands. The business world, the news media, and the government know that what you look at expands. They try to manipulate you with images created by them so that their agenda will expand into your mind. They want to hijack your mind and fly it to their destination. Whether you realize it or not, you are a stick bop. What is a stick bop? Well, it's an acronym that means you are susceptible to images created by other people. That's why advertising bombards you with thousands of enticing images. They know that you're a stick bop, and they will use every image imaginable to sell things to you. Fortunately, you're also a stickbee. What is a stickbee? It's an acronym that means you are susceptible to images created by yourself. The fact that you're a stickbee is excellent news. You are susceptible to any positive image that you show to your mind. You can transform your life by putting positive images on the motion picture screen of your mind. You can take a picture of your dreams and deposit it straight into your memory banks. I am massively susceptible to the images that I put on the motion picture screen of my mind. I continually use this susceptibility to push my mind in the direction of my dreams. I surround myself with pictures of my dreams. I have pictures of Land Rover trucks and of my catamaran on the walls of the room where I do my writing. I keep photo albums of my yacht at my bedside. I have videos of my sailing adventures. I have thousands of pictures of expeditions into the Arabian Desert. I display copies of my book covers where I can see them as I write. I bombard myself with the images of my dreams because I am a stickbee. I am grateful that the advertising industry showed me how to advertise my dreams to myself. There is no doubt about it. What I look at expands. You should show yourself pictures of your dreams 365 days a year. You should advertise your dreams to yourself many times each day. You should have a library of inspirational graphics that you can flip through to instantly put positive thoughts into your mind. All of my books contain power graphics that speak the language of the mind. They are designed so that you can quickly flip through them whenever you need to push your mind in a positive direction. All of my websites contain power graphics. You can download power graphics for free and print them on your printer. Go to positivegraphics.com and fill your mind with good things. All of the websites found at positivewebring.com also have a wide selection of power graphics that you can download for free. What you listen to expands into your life. Whether you realize it or not, music changes who you are because it goes straight into your mind. If you listen to sick music, you put sick thoughts into your mind. If you listen to inspiring music, you pump your mind full of good things. You need to develop a musical listening program that lifts you up and makes it easier to live as a positive person. Instead of listening to a haphazard collection of songs, focus on music that inspires you to be the best you can be. Select rousing music that starts you marching in the direction of your dreams. When you listen to music, you should be able to hear the sound of your dreams. Don't neglect the power of positive music. Positive thinkers have recorded hundreds of different cassette programs that show you how to reach your dreams. These inspirational recordings are a gold mine. They contain enough positive nuggets to make you into a mental millionaire. The cassette player is a positive mind pump that never gets tired and never complains. It will pump positive thoughts into your mind for as long as the batteries have power. Your mind is waiting to hear from you. Turn on your audio cassette player and send it a positive message. I don't know how many thousands of hours I've spent listening to audio cassettes from Zig Ziglar, but I know that my life is better because of the positive thoughts that he put into my mind. You should turn on the positive mind pump whenever you get a chance because you need all the help you can get if you want to live as a positive person in a negative world. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. If you sleep for 8 hours, you use 480 of those minutes for sleeping. That leaves 960 minutes for everything else. Write down the number of minutes that you dedicate each day to putting positive things in your mind. 60 minutes represents only 6% of your waking hours. If you spend 1 hour a day focusing on positive things, you're only spending 6% of your time putting good things into your mind. If you spend 2 hours putting good things into your mind, this amounts to only 12% of your waking hours. It's exceedingly difficult to transform a life in a positive direction if you only spend 5 to 10% of your time putting positive things into your mind. You must get real about personal transformation. If you want to become a positive person, you need to spend a lot of time working on it. 15 minutes a day will not do the job. You need an hour of power every morning. This is the minimum daily requirement for starting your day. You need to get your life in perspective, set your priorities, and fill your mental fuel tanks. You need an hour of power every evening. This is the minimum daily requirements for assessing how you did, fixing the things you did wrong, and planning what you're going to do the next day. How badly do you want to be a positive person? You are deceiving yourself if you believe that you can become positive by spending a trivial amount of time putting positive things into your mind. A mind transplant can only be done one thought at a time. You will have to spend tons of time transplanting positive thoughts if you want to have a positive mind. You can make yourself as positive as you want. All you need to do is put positive things into your mind and watch it expand into your life. More than 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul said, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things." These words are not just good advice. They are the formula for a positive mind. When you think about these things, you install a positive operating system into your mind. Don't walk the path of self-destruction. Don't allow your mind to become a dumpster filled with toxic waste. Instead, fill your mind with good things. God will give you a clean mind and a pure heart. Your inner voice will turn positive, and you will be surprised by the joy that bubbles up in your heart. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you put good things into your mind. 5 simple steps make it possible to put good things into your mind. Talk about it, write about it, read about it, look at it, and listen to it. If you do these 5 things, a tidal wave of positive thoughts will sweep through your heart and mind, and it won't be long before you have a positive life. Now, I want to give you an affirmation that will help you expand positive things into your life. What I think about expands into my life. When the focus of my mind is positive, it brings good things into my life. When the focus is negative, it brings misery. I focus on positive thoughts so that good things come into my world. I can't predict how long it will take for positive focus to do its work. Nevertheless, I know that if I maintain a positive focus, it's inevitable that I will become a more positive person. When I struggle with negative and limiting thoughts, I need to know that the law of focus never fails. No matter how far down or discouraged I may be, focus always delivers what it promises. Positive focus always transforms my life in a positive direction. There is no reason to surrender to fear or to despair. What I think about will expand at every age and stage of life. Even if I'm 100 years old, the power of positive focus will still bring good things into my world.